June 26, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest lineup for Studio A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com, where you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites and other interesting links. Feel free to join my email list to receive a weekly announcement of the scheduled guest and any other special notices. I have linked it to today's date. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna at spingola.com, but I do not access that during the program. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break at 800-313-9443. Yesterday, I may have confused some of my listeners by using some audio files that I did not properly identify. Some of them were from my program of 621 last Thursday when I interviewed Frank Joseph, whose birth name was Francis Joseph Cohn, C-O-H-N. The other audio files were of the very same person when he used the name Frank Cohn, an ostensible leader of the Nazis in America and who organized many violence-provoking demonstrations in the Chicago area for a number of years. His group attempted to march in Skokie in 1978. The media gave Frank Cohn full coverage. With the help of the ACLU, he took free speech all the way to the Supreme Court. In 1983, after serving 3 years of a 7-year sentence for sexually abusing 2 10-year-old boys, Frank Cohn, or Frank Cohn, reinvented himself and now goes by the name of Frank Joseph. I would recommend that listeners review both programs again. My guest today is Dr. Patricia Jordan, the author of Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight, which is available on Amazon.com. She also has another book that is coming out soon. It is called Sola Experimentis Vaccinosis. I hope I pronounced that correctly. Her website is dr-jordan.com. I believe that anyone who has a child or a pet, or anyone who knows someone with a child or a pet, should read Dr. Jordan's book, Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight. Rather than compulsory vaccinations, I think that this book should be absolute reading for everyone in the country. Is Dr. Jordan with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. And that is your real name, right? Dr.
Yes.
Patricia Jordan.
I don't go by any other names other than my maiden name before.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that. I just love your book. It's amazing, and the sad stories of those poor pets. I think realistically that I might like animals better than I do people.
Well, maybe because they have unconditional love, or at least the dogs anyway. It's hard to get mad at the animals because they can't talk, but they certainly can communicate with us, and they do show love. And cats, they're pretty much all about honesty and truth, so they all have something to teach us.
Right. Right, and I think that we have an obligation to take care of them, and yet this is not what is happening. And these poor animals, because of these vaccines, are suffering terribly.
Yes, and it's not just the animals; it's the people too. When I did my research, I never was able to distinguish between the safety of the vaccinations for like people over animals. It's just plain not safe.
Okay.
And they're also pretty much illegitimate as well.
Okay, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters.
The freeze-dry guy wants to know. Does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Guest today is Dr. Patricia Jordan. She is the author of Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight, and it is available on Amazon.com. When will your next book be out?
As soon as I can get it strapped in and accepted for publication, it's finished, and that's the one that you did pronounce the title correctly. It's all about the evidence of vaccine damage, and it's based on my experience and research that's already been presented that shows the link of pathology from the vaccine to the diseases we see today.
Oh, my. Now, just before we went to the break, you were talking about how dangerous vaccines are, not just for animals, but for people. And you also, in your book, I noticed you referred to the health insurance companies and that they now list certain soft tissue sarcomas as the most common health issue for which people make claims. And it is just amazing.
Let me just integrate. The soft tissue cancers are very common in the animals. They're not as common in the people, but the cancer is definitely there. The extension of the aluminum, which is the adjuvant used in both the veterinary vaccines and the children's vaccines, in just one way that they found produces cancer by mutating the P53 oncogene, which is in charge of tumor surveillance. So the soft tissue sarcomas are a big problem in animals. That's not where the cancers show up in people as much, though, one of the reasons I think this is because people are not spayed and neutered. So they have a lot more of the hormonal influx on where their cancers show up.
Oh, my. Now, you mentioned also in the book that, and I was aware that Rockefeller had purchased the Encyclopedia Britannica in 1899, but I was not aware that he and his cohort, Andrew Carnegie, removed every single bit of information regarding the dangers of vaccines.
Yeah, I think it was J.P. Morgan was also in on that purchase, wasn't he? But yes, that's what, everything derogatory about vaccinations was removed. And I have seen this occur in a number of ways. It's still occurring today in that you can only get published if you have the support of financing from pharmaceutical industries, pretty much. There's no independent money to provide scientists and researchers to produce information. There's no independent studies. So we have the influx of the pharmaceutical companies controlling who gets money, who gets paid to establish research labs, who gets allowed to even publish. Now, recently I found an article that showed over 65% of the material that they are able to even come out to say about vaccines is never sees the light of day for the public or for other researchers because it is derogatory, and they keep that information out. The other thing they do is they control the advertising in most of the professional journals so that if you see even alternative health practices like herbal medicine can't get a foot in the door because these professional journals are already sewn up by the main advertiser, which is the pharmaceutical companies. So they pretty much control. And then if you look at the FDA and you find out that all of the testing of these vaccinations, all of the information that comes to the FDA is provided by the pharmaceutical companies manufacturing them. You see, this is a very conflict-ridden. There's no independence. There's no transparency.
Oh, my goodness. And when you think of all the commercials that we ordinarily see on television, and those are coming right from the pharmaceutical companies, and you say the pharmaceutical companies are basically in charge of all of the testing, and they also have this very, very strong connection to the FDA, we are just not allowed to know the truth about what they're doing to our bodies.
That's exactly right, and that's the purpose of my book. I'm not an author by trade, but after having spent 25 years in the health industry, and I'm also received training for medical technology, so I've been in human hospitals as well. I was just appalled. I said, we have been bamboozled, and this is continuing today. It's not just the influx of misinformation and controlling or censorship of the truth, but if you realize that the pharmaceutical companies provide, for instance, the ingredient list to the vaccinations, the FDA will license these products, these drugs and biologicals, without even knowing what the content of these products are because of rules that the company calls proprietary information. So they don't want to let that out, and they don't have to. And it's absurd to say that any of these products are safe because there is zero gene impact studies done on any of these products. And as far as I've researched, even back to the polio vaccine, everything they're saying about these vaccinations is assumptions. And you know what they say about when you make an ASS out of you and me.
Right. Yes. I've heard that phrase. Wow. So what about the Hippocratic Oath? I mean, this is something that that doctors used to take wherein they basically vowed that they would do no harm. So whatever happened to that?
Well, if you see, I traced that out in my book. This was another astounding I would say it's very prophetic, though. We assume that doctors take an oath to first do no harm. But unfortunately, that is Hippocrates made those words. And he was actually our first naturopath. He's not a Western medicine doctor. But there is no accepted Hippocratic Oath for the AMA, the American Medical Association. We have to be very clear on that. I do put in my book the Hippocratic Oath that the AVMA adopted in 1969 for the veterinarians and explicitly go through the details that the caduceus that the AMA uses is also the only one in the whole world that uses the staff of Hermes, which actually is known as the divine deceiver and is the god over liars, thieves, and commerce and pharmacy. So there is no Hippocratic oath for medical doctors. They may take one at a school, but generally through the AMA, they do not have. I've got that off of their website, too, that information.
Okay, and the AMA was established in 1847 to basically regulate all of the medical industry in the country, and then of course they got rid of all of Rockefeller. Going back to Rockefeller again, they got rid of most of the schools that practiced or taught naturopathic policies and practices.
Exactly. They went through there and tediously removed all of the competition. That is why still there is this, it's an unjustified, uneducated, lethal, annihilation attitude from the, conventional medicine, practitioners against anything, natural medicine. And it's easy to see. Although it's very, it's not easy to understand how Rockefeller specifically went through there and dissected out the competition from the homeopathics exceptionally. And also the other thing, it's interesting to know that Rockefeller, despite his dissection out of the public having free access to homeopathy, that he had a homeopath himself, lived up into the 90s. And it was a homeopath that oversaw the health and welfare of his family. So his family practitioner doctor was and actually was a homeopath. Now, from them, they developed the FDA, the Rockefellers. It's essentially a good old boys club. And there was never testing on their snake oils back then, much more different than there is now, where there's cherry picking of data. And it's pretty much, well, let's see, one of the pharmaceutical heads I have a reference in my book says that the FDA is never a problem money can't handle.
Wow. Well, you know, we cannot expect Rockefeller to have acted any differently because that was the way he was with his competition in the oil industry. He
exactly.
would do all kinds of things. He'd blow up their buildings. He would start
yes.
fires, send his workers in to sabotage all of their, you know, everything he could do.
Exactly. And it's interesting that I don't think I put that in my book, but it's interesting that you already figured that out as well, because when I went back looking through the history with Rockefeller, I realized, I said he has used his same inhumane and improper business practices that he applied to getting ahead for the oil industry that he did with medicine. And it's, you know, if anyone would ever have the time to take the time to actually investigate this, and, you know, reading my book will cut it a lot shorter because I put down everything as much as I could in this first book to explain the politics. You know, medicine is more about politics than it is about science. That's for sure.
Right. And money. Politics
right.
and money. And those two
well,
things go
same.
Hand in hand. They sure do. And why does the U.S. government push vaccinations onto the U.S. population and other foreign populations? What is their benefit? How do they benefit? Is it because the government is a corporation and has invested in all these pharmaceutical companies? We do have to go to a short break in just a few seconds, but these are really questions that we need to get down to the bottom of. And you also talk about Bill Gates, which I want you to talk about when we come back, and how he became this huge drug pusher. Very interesting. All righty. We will be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
My guest today is Dr. Patricia Jordan, the author of Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight. People, you must get this book. It is a fabulous, fabulous book, and you can buy it on Amazon.com. And she's also going to be coming out with another book, Sola Experimentis Vaccinosis. Okay, I mentioned Bill Gates and why the U.S. government, what is their interest in these vaccinations, and why should they be pushing them? So why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Yes.
Go ahead.
And actually, I kept going through the question in my head. The vaccines obviously don't work. Why are they using them? So I had to go and investigate, you know, why they're pushing them so hard. And it didn't come out without, you know, 3 years of intensive research that I figured out. And it was right there on the Public Health Service website. This information I'm getting ready to tell you is in my second book that's not yet published, but will be soon. But anyway, on the Public Health Service website, they admitted that back when they formulated the beginnings of our federal medicine system, essentially, the United States government has their investments highly invested into two areas: the drug and the biotech industry. And it says so right on the public health website, because what happened is they take our Social Security funds and they invest. So this is where the lifeblood for the two technical industries, which are known as the drug and the biotech industries, they would not exist if it was not for all of the money being pumped into them by the United States government. Now, the other thing that I noticed was that, you know, vaccines don't work. They They actually make disease, and especially when you give them to third world impoverished countries where the children have nutritional, it's actually genocide. So what exactly is this about Bill Gates? I don't consider him some philanthropist, and I do not consider him benevolent. What actually happened was, after he went behind closed doors with the United States Department of Treasury as a result of his Microsoft monopoly, he came out for the very first time financing the vaccination of the third world countries into disease. And he also arranges the purchase of these snake oils from the pharmaceutical companies. For instance, he got the Prince of Dubai to give money for vaccinating the children in Pakistan. So, in other words, he is the biggest money changer of them all. And I do not find the practice of procuring those vaccinations from third world countries as anything other than a way for them to move product. From the very first vaccine franchise that ever existed, with the smallpox vaccine, this has been medical assumptions that have been promoted under the guise of healthcare delivery, but the bottom line common denominator is that it's all about the money. It's all about the money. And Hillary Butler has a wonderful article called Follow the Money about how she traces this out. But this has actually been going on since the smallpox shot. And then as it, if you read in my second book, I carry this out, how far it went to the public health service. And even with the development of the Research Triangle Park in North Carolina, where I live, the biotech industry is the other half of this. So the two eggs for our country's investments are in the drug and biotech. So they force them upon any population that they possibly can. And it's under the guise of assumptions that this is actually a good thing. And it is not. We're finding out every which way how the link of pathology from the vaccinations to autoimmune disease, which is a huge amount of disease that we never had before vaccinations. The very first autoimmune disease showed up after the vaccination started with smallpox. And then also, just recently, the 8th autoimmunity conference for the whole world, the last speaker, she even said, you do not even have to be genetically predisposed to come down with autoimmune disease from vaccinations. And then we're finding out about what the contents of these vaccines. I mean, they've been using aluminum since 1926, and just now in the past 10 years have figured out that it's a grade 3 out of 4 carcinogen that's causing cancer, that's opening up the blood-brain barrier and allowing things into the brain, about the things that mercury are doing, that mercury being a heavy metal and aluminum being a light metal, that they work synergistically to even produce more pathology. They are actually causing the evolution of enzymes called matrix metalloproteinases inside the mammalian body that's able to decompose our own tissues. So it can actually cause the decomposition from within of our bone and connective tissues.
Wow.
Yeah. And everywhere I looked, I was amazed, because, the autoimmune disease, the cancer, and then the aluminum, they've known, I found it in a NATO book, 1950s, they've known that the aluminum in the vaccinations is also responsible for upregulating IgE, which is one of our allergy immunoglobulins, and it's essentially responsible for allergies, asthma, atopy, which is your inhalant allergies, and eczema and anaphylaxis, which is, death.
Yes.
And so all of this is exposed in my first book, with pictures of, what I dedicated the book to was all the buttercups out there. I was sick and tired of seeing these animals come in with pot roast sized tumors on them from vaccinations that they were getting the postpartum for.
All righty. Dr. Jordan, we do have to take a short break. We will be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Guest today is Dr. Patricia Jordan. Her website is dr-jordan.com. It is linked on today's radio schedule page. And getting back to Bill Gates, now he had a monopoly. You know, people think that he started somehow in his garage or in his basement, and he just developed the software product and became a billionaire. But basically, his father was a well-connected attorney, and Bill Gates had connections before he ever started. I believe his mother worked for IBM, and so maybe what you're suggesting is that the government allowed him to have a monopoly and made a deal with him that he could maintain this monopoly if, in fact, he would then turn around and use some of his money to invest in what they wanted him to invest in, such as the vaccines, and that he would, because of his popularity and because, 99% of the country used his software, that he would earn a lot of money, and because of this agreement with the Treasury Department, that he would... do his turn for them. Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, I don't know. It does seem like it's worked out that way. I don't know, like, the definition of a monopoly. I mean, he had to answer for that. And as my father said, well, you didn't expect him to do prison time. Like, no, but it's awfully convenient how everything has worked out to grease the hands of everyone involved in this this huge bamboozlement of passing around the snake oils and getting remuneration for them and keeping these industries going when it's not anything truthful that it's about healthcare. The other thing that I felt was interesting, Bill Gates was not a philanthropist, or he was not a benevolent giver of money until he was called front and center by the U.S. Department of the Treasury. And it's just interesting how everything has gone this way. Now, in 1999, they had two meetings that were really important that I have all the information transcripts from. One was the meeting in Georgia that told about the mercury damage. And the Center for Disease Control's own researcher said, anyway, you spin these numbers, the mercury is definitely responsible, the Tamarisol, for behavioral problems, the full spectrum, autism issues, and everything else. Well, that researcher was sent to Belgium to work with GlaxoSmithKline Beecham, which is a pharmaceutical business, and the Center for Disease Control was able to keep him unavailable to answer questions about the research that he did while the numbers were respun and then re-presented to make the vaccines look like, you know, there's no problem with them. And you have to understand that the four initial studies that they keep going back to saying that this proves that there's no damage from vaccines as far as autism is a conflicted government underwritten, you know, studies. The other thing was, at that meeting, there was a World Health Organization doctor, John Clements, there. And in these transcripts, which you can read most of it on drmerkula.com, there's the articles about Dr. Russell Blaylock, who's a neurologist that went through the transcripts and actually deciphered it for the public. But anyway, Dr. John Clements, who I've been in contact via email, said he did not care what the vaccine damage was, that he had a mandate to get these shots out. Now, the World Health Organization was the recommendation from Dr. Marc Giard, who was an MD doctor who helped the country of France sue GlaxoSmithKline over the hepatitis B vaccine and all the damage it was causing. You know, what's happened is the World Health Organization has been accused and been that their criminal charges should be brought against them, because this whole thing from the flu shot, which I think was very easily established, that this has all these vaccine recommendations have more to do with money than they do with anything. You know, it's, and like you said, the politics is equal to the money, but it's the money that's important. It is not anything about healthcare delivery. And when you get these mandates and you're able to move the product out of the pharmaceutical company into these countries, whether it's being given to third world children or whether it's being forced on our public school populations or our military or any other organization that they can, like Medicaid, anything that they can control the disposition of these snake oils to, they are getting remuneration for their investment. And it does make the whole thing of the Public Health Service website showed us that the public's money, the Social Security, is quite the oxymoron, because it is exactly our money that's financing this, and this medical industrial complex is the beast that I talk about in Mark of the Beast. It is in the Book of Revelations, not to be religious, but they warn about the ending coming from a beast that rises from within civilization itself. And this really is all about the money. And the mark of the beast has been, because there are actually scars. In my book, I refer to the quote that the scar, vaccine scar, is a sign of medical tyranny and also medical superstition. And this has to do with money. It does not have to do with health.
I'll say. Now, you talk about the Social Security. That money is being, supposedly that money is stashed away in some sort of an account. But you are saying that the Social Security is the source of the financial investment for the stock market, which is where financial support comes for the pharmaceutical company's research and development and the biotech industry on basically genetic engineering.
You know, they get outside research. I mean, research funds, also people to invest. I mean, you'll see very wide sweeping articles trying to get investors in it. But the bulk of the money comes from the NIH and these other groups that give grants. If you just recently, I'll just tell you, there's three groups here in the United States now. One of them's up here in Holly Springs. Novartis got $1 billion to put up a vaccine plant that's harvesting dog kidneys and growing viruses on those to, in order to make pandemic vaccines. They just gave almost that same amount to Texas A&M. And then there's a third group up in Maryland. And the money is actually coming from the Public Health Service website. It shows they established the money from our Social Security funds to be invested by our government into these industries. And, you know, it's just, if you read Mark of the Beast, you'll see also it's just uncanny. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, that it was Senate Bill 666 that was pushed through to give the funding freedom for the development of these snake oils for pandemics. And, you know, if anyone was keeping up with the information, and I do cover it in Mark of the Beast, but that whole swine flu pandemic was essentially orchestrated. And from the minute that the Army hired the doctor to go up and retrieve the 1918 virus out of Alaska tissue samples, to his use of reverse transcriptase to remake that virus, to the unleashing of the swine flu virus, which was, you know, essentially the 1918 virus. It's just, and all this does have to do with genetic engineering. I make the point very clearly in Mark of the Beast that it started with Edward Jenner and Farmer Jesse, the first ones to actually impale the body and to transmit animal tissue from a disease process. Horse grease was used, which is a Neisseria related to gonorrhea. Swine pox was used. Cow pox is actually giant pox, which is cow syphilis. A combination of all of this, and I'll say it, CRAP, is what was stored in bird quills for up to 3 and 4 weeks at a time, and then injected into people. Most of the injections they did were on poor people, orphans, people that didn't have a voice to speak up for themselves. And this is how the whole idea of vaccination got started and propagated, and it really was always all about the money. Even Louis Pasteur, he's known as the commercial scientist. So is Hilary Kaprowski, today's version of it. He was the head of our longest-standing vaccine institute here in the United States for, you know, 35, 40 years. And Hilary Kaprowski, even today in Philadelphia at the Wistar Institute, and then where he's at in Philadelphia, they are developing vaccines. And it was all based on this premise that if you put something into the body, that the body would make antibodies. Well, you could put toilet water into the body and antibodies would be made. So there's no magic about making antibodies. But are those antibodies going to be the crucial defining test on whether you're immune? Absolutely not. And our vaccine researcher, Dr. Ron Schultz, says anybody who confuses vaccination with immunity is crazy. They shouldn't even have that idea in their head. Plus, the damage to our organs, our kidneys, actually primarily our liver, but then also the kidneys, and detoxing this. These are not natural products, so there is no herd immunity. Herd immunity was a 1900s concept that actually was developed as a result of observing that populations that suffered and were able to survive natural disease had a lifelong immunity against the virus. That has nothing to do with what happens when you vaccinate. Like I said, you can give toilet water to somebody, and just because you produce antibody does not mean that you're going to be, you know, helped by that vaccine. As a matter of fact, Dr. J. Compton Burnett, in his book, I did a talk in Bethesda, Maryland last year on his book called Vaccinosis and Its Cure by Thuya, and I revisited that. He said that absolutely, and he produced one of the first mathematical models, others have been since, but he showed that you are not vaccinated if you're not blighted, that the vaccine will not lower morbidity or morbility, actually raises that. It doesn't lower mortality. So that if you were susceptible to the disease and you were vaccinated, you were more likely to die from that disease. If you were not susceptible, and you were vaccinated against it, you now had vaccinosis, which is the disease that you get from the vaccine poison.
Wow. Now, you mentioned all of the people that are vaccinated. You talked about the military and people in other countries, particularly poor people. And speaking of other countries, when somebody, for instance, leaves this country and goes to another country, a lot of times they say, oh, you need to take the yellow fever vaccine, you need to take this vaccine, you need to take that vaccine. Well, could a dozen different vaccines that somebody might need to go to another country, could these vaccines affect the mitochondria and create a mitochondria disease condition?
Sure, even one vaccine can. And one of the things I found out was that, okay, you give a vaccination and you are going to disease that individual. That disease may not show up for 3 hours, 3 days, 3 months, 3 years. You know, we've had some that the animals got a tumor at the site of the vaccine 10 years later, and they only had one vaccine. But so you're going to get disease from it. Then what the pharmaceutical company does, and AMA teaches them, is you give a drug for that vaccine-induced disease. And what the drugs do is they deplete critical nutrients, and they also progress chronic disease. Now, all of this is going to work against our mitochondria, which is in charge of producing our energy. And this is another way cancer happens from vaccinations, because the mitochondria are in charge of apoptosis, which means cell death. So when a cancerous cell should be killed by apoptosis, but you have dysfunctional mitochondria, you now have a greater chance at getting cancer. You can also make the mitochondrial dysfunction by increasing their degeneration of tissue as well. So you'll get other diseases formed, which are more like aspect I was telling you about, the matrix metalloproteinases being evolved to the point where they're dissolving mammalian bone and tissue. You can have these type of diseases, which are in homeopathy, we consider them syphilitic and psychotic. There's the two different forms of disease. One produces exuberances like cancer. The other one is wasting away. But this is also we're getting at the molecular level now. This is a change that happens to the mitochondria. Now, amazingly, they did a research study at Purdue called the Haywood Study. They found out that only vaccinated populations were producing autoantibodies. And autoantibodies will destroy different things in our system. One of the autoantibodies being produced was against cardiolipin. Cardiolipin is a very important part of the inner membrane of the mitochondria. Once you just make those mitochondria dysfunctional, not only will you get cancer, you'll get early aging, so senescence or cellulite disease. This is all a reflection of mitochondrial damage. So it's interesting to me that they're saying in the Hannah Poling case, well, she had a mitochondrial disease. And this is what I say also about all these autoimmune diseases. Oh, well, you were predisposed to it. No, our immune system is reactionary. What didn't belong there in the first place was the unnatural vaccine immune assault. It does not pan out to give vaccines because they do not generate health. They do not generate immunity. Sure, they can produce antibodies, and antibodies are not a reflection that you're immune. So going back further from all these people that are saying, no, the vaccine didn't do this, you cannot say that if you do not know the gene impact. And the vaccines are definitely affecting the gene profile of expression, which is the disease. So just like certain foods can work against us, the vaccines definitely are working against us.
Now, if a person has a mitochondria disease, how can that person reverse it? Say that person had a dozen vaccinations. How does an individual reverse that?
That's a very good question. Excellent question. And it has been my, my mantra ever since I realized, okay, the medical profession has screwed everybody up. They have screwed up our animals' genome. They have screwed up the people's. Is there a way we can fix this? My best bet for fixing this is not to go back into personal medicine and make a vaccine to fix a vaccine-induced disease. It has to do with nutrition, first and foremost, because there's a thing called epigenetics. Some of these genetic mutations or transmutations or upregulations can be controlled or fixed with excellent optimal nutrition, which is only going to come from whole foods, organic, and, you know, it would take another radio show to get through the reasons why, but you have got to have clean water, clean food, and, you know, sunshine to defeat that. The other part is you will need an energetic form of medicine. The best one that I can think of to reverse vaccinosis is homeopathy. And homeopathy is based, a lot of people don't understand it, but our body bases physiologic regulation on homeopathic principles. And I think when the humans understand that in American Medical Association, that they'll finally see how this connection works.
All righty, we do have to go to a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at slashpower123.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at slashpower123.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to slashpower123.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at slashpower123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's slashpower123.com.
Dr. Patricia Jordan. She is the author of Mark of the Beast, Hidden in Plain Sight. It is available on Amazon.com, and I hope that all of my listeners will go there and buy that book. Her website is Dr. Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N.com. And you've written about the Public Health Service, which I've done a little bit of research about it, and it's a bad, bad agency, isn't it?
Well, if you read on, I said, you know, when this developed, it must have been a different mindset because they set up They set up our healthcare system as a military organization. That's the first mistake. And if you look at the Center for Disease Control is a military organization. I mean, those people wear uniforms, like soldier uniforms. So, you know, we have to understand that they're taking a very strong defensive stance based on a foundation of lies of how these medicines and vaccines work in the first place. So, no, I don't consider it a good organization at all. If it was a good organization and if things were done properly, then veterinarians and medical doctors would learn first and foremost about what health and wellness is about, which is about proper nutrition. If you go back and read about Hippocrates, he had it right. Leave your crucibles on the shelf. Let food be your medicine and medicine your food. But the one topic that veterinarians and medical doctors both know nothing about, it's nutrition. And these vaccinations are actually causing nutritional problems like vitamin C depletion. And if they're administered to populations that have suboptimal nutrition to begin with, there are all sorts of problems. And the vaccines actually lead to nutritional deficiencies and enzyme and cofactor problems. So I would say if the public health service started out with a plan, they took the wrong assumption. They started out with the wrong thinking, and that was that something synthetic, that vaccination, something so unnatural, and drugs were the way to health. Because it's not. It's the way to disease, and it's a way to early aging, early death, and also compromised health and immunity. And to know that, you know, our Social Security money is pretty much what's financing this whole load. Because this industry would not exist if it wasn't propped up by the financial support of our government funding. And like I said, Senate Bill 666, which was introduced by Joseph Lieberman, and hardly nobody even bothered to ask questions about it, set up from Congress all this money that is appropriated towards the development of this, you know, stuff that never gets safety tested. And then the effects of it are denied or unacknowledged or remain unreported and just make us swimming now in this ocean of wrong thinking and assumptions.
Oh, my. All right. We do have a couple of email questions. One of them, we might wait until after our 60-second top of the hour break, though. We'll do that. All right, we will be back in 60 seconds after our station ID, so stay tuned. Be right back.
Next.